In his year-end evaluation of where the ag economy sits, the governor cited the new bill he signed that will help farmers obtain more affordable health insurance and a property tax reduction that affects certain parcels of forest land that farmers own. Plus, he points to bipartisan legislative support for a tax credit that, if passed, will help dairy farmers invest in new facilities and equipment. Clearly on the governor's mind, though, is the potential effect in Wisconsin of the discovery of one cow in Washington state with BSE, or mad cow disease. The governor says Wisconsin has two of the biggest meat processors in the country and ranks third in the nation in sales of sausage and processed meats.
Obviously, Wisconsin has a significant stake in this, and we are very much following the developments and working very closely with state and federal animal inspectors to make sure that we can assure the safety of the meat in the United States.
Wisconsin is already on the forefront of an animal identification system that would track an animal's whereabouts in the event of disease outbreak. However, under the current proposal, sign-up is voluntary. So far, the governor hasn't decided whether it would be more prudent to mandate animal ID like other countries have done.
It was thought that the voluntary way was the way to get the quickest and best compliance with it, particularly by bringing the large operations in. I guess I will have to talk to the experts. It may well be, I would guess, in the wake of mad cow that you're going to see a number of recommendations for changes.
In fact, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau recently voted on the animal ID issue at its annual meeting. Tom Teeting is spokesperson.
The feeling is the program has to be mandatory and has to be national in scope. Otherwise, it really doesn't work.
This week, the Farm Bureau put out its own evaluation of the ag economy. Teeting says ag prices were down and up over the past year. In particular, beef farmers benefited when imports from Canada were banned due to a mad cow occurrence in that country.
We started the year with just low milk prices. We had just a terrible growing year with the drought across the state, and then we saw beef prices just hit record highs, which is a great thing. We saw a recovery in the milk prices the second half of the year, but now we're not sure what's going to happen with beef prices and cattle prices.
In other ag markets, Governor Doyle says the state is number one in the nation in cranberries, mink, cabbage for kraut, and snap beans for processing. In fact, vegetables were the number two export last year. Overall, Wisconsin farmers pump $40 billion a year into the state's economy. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.